USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has opened a new front on the impeachment battle that threatens his administration, blasting Republican Senator Mitt Romney for criticizing his push to get foreign nations to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. He tweeted, "Romney is a fool and a pompous ass who's been fighting me from the beginning." Biden's wife, Jill, says it's clear the president is getting desperate.
I know my son, Hunter. I know his values. I know his heart. I know that Donald Trump is scared to death of Joe Biden, and he's going to do and say anything he can to take down, to try to take down the Biden family.
President Trump says he's called for China to investigate Biden and his son, and his reason is to prove corruption, not politics. The New York Times says a second whistleblower is contemplating filing a complaint similar to the first one. This is USA Radio News.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-925-3014. 800-925-3014. Call 800-925-3014.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Four homeless men were murdered and another seriously injured in New York City. New York PD Assistant Chief Stephen Yu said it began with the discovery of one homeless man who was dead on a sidewalk.
An expanded search of the area revealed three additional victims.
All of them were severely beaten with a blunt object.
The three males on East Broadway had severe head trauma and were pronounced deceased at the scene. The one male at 2 Bowery was pronounced deceased at the scene.
They then searched the area and picked up another homeless man. The 24-year-old was arrested and a pipe was recovered. Chief of Manhattan South Detective Mike Baldassano.
So the motive appears to be, right now, just a random attacks.
Hong Kong's embattled leader describes the latest round of rioting as a very dark day for the semi-autonomous territory. Demonstrators have again started to march in Hong Kong, many of them wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An investigation by Consumer Reports has found that the average cable bill includes more than 13 line item charges that is used to pass along rate increases to customers while leaving the advertised rates unchanged. John Clemens reports.
The investigation by Consumer Reports found cable companies charge numerous costly fees that can add about $450 to the average customer's bill each year. Jonathan Schwantes is the Senior Policy Counsel for Consumer Reports.
They found a way to break out one of their input costs. And the problem with that is they're still advertising a low rate. And the rate increases happen when Comcast or Charter raise these fees. And oftentimes those fees aren't included as part of your locked-in promotional rate. So really, they've created a way to disguise their cost increases.
Schwantes reports cable providers could be making an estimated $28 billion a year by charging company-imposed fees. I'm John Clemens.
Officials in Arizona are investigating an incident which happened on Friday. Seven toddlers, some as young as 18 months, wandered away from a preschool into a busy street. It's unclear how a security gate was opened. It happened at the community of Gilbert, southeast of Phoenix. None of the children were harmed. The teachers in charge of the kids have been suspended. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.